here and now. Of course, we think they're about the best ones they are, but I'm sure everybody feels the same way about theirs. Some of them are getting daughters. Boys are getting on up into high school. She has two, one 15 and one between 16 and 17. And of course, they're on up in high school. And the second one will be in grammar school. They all are apparently doing average work in school. And, seem to be bright little boys. I think they're the average child. And the little girls, of course, when you go get six little boys before you get a little grand girl, naturally those little girls, they're just about the best thing that ever come along. We think both of them are just little dolls. And they think about the same thing of us, seems like, sometimes. Oh, they think Papa and Meemaw's good for us to wait on them, do things for them, and I think we both get a pretty good charge out of it. I know Mother does, and so inform a whole lot, isn't it? I don't know, it's just right rewarding to be able to play with them and make them enjoy themselves like that.
How'd you get the name of Pawpaw and Meemaw?
The oldest little grandboy, Luther's little grandboy, that's the named Meemaw. How he came about it, I don't know how he came by, Meemaw. Now, Pawpaw, I think, is rather common. I hear a good many Pawpaws, and I hear Meemaw occasionally, but how they came about it, I don't know. Might have been. But I know of several people that their little grandchildren call them Meemaw. We thought she was the first one there for a long time.
Well, I see you've got a real nice setup here. You've got a lot of land, you've got a nice house and a pond. How about telling me a little bit about your property and what you've got here? You know, there must be some reason you stayed around here all your life.
Well, I don't know about how much reason there is, more than this. It seems like when you live in a place as long as we have here, this is just about to meet you. You like it about as well as any other place in the world, I suppose. And we don't have but a little over 200 acres of land, and we've given each one of the children a place to build them a home. And the climate and everything in general is not too bad in this section of the country. Weather doesn't get too bad in the wintertime. Not too bad in summer months, and the rainfall is all right. We have, for cattle, you have plenty of water. For streams, farm to water, and you usually have plenty of rainfall to grow your pastures and any other kind of row crop. Of course, there's some exceptions, but most of the time we have mighty good seasons. Weather didn't get too cold, not too hot, and for you to get along. And if it turns cold, it doesn't last but a few days at a time. And far as why we've stayed here all this time, I guess we're just as happy with it here as any place we can think of, any place we've been, and we've been to several of them.
Well, tell me about some of the things you've got here besides just your land. I'm seeing you've got some cows.
Yeah, we've got most of the place, all of it, I suppose, under fence, and we run cows on it. We try to grow enough feed, corn for the hogs, and we grind some corn for the cows. We have some 40 or 50 head of brood cows, and of course we try to get a calf from each one of those a year. And about 20 brood sows. We sell feed of pigs. We don't feed any out unless it's one or two for our own use. We might have one butchered occasionally for our own use. And we grow our own, try to put our own beef in the freezer now. We find that looks like we get a little better quality sometimes if we pick out the kind of calf we want and have it processed and put into the freezer. And a little old fish pond, we had that built.